الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله بالهدى ودين الحق أرسله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. Respected audience, I understand that it's extremely late and the program has not followed through as planned. And I apologize on behalf of the people who have organized this event. And I will try to take as less time as I can, because the personality that we are gathered here to commemorate and remember is a personality that I dearly love from my heart, the depths of my heart. I love everything about him. Every word he uttered, every letter he wrote in his books and pamphlets, everything is like gold and silver for me. And if I was to speak openly and freely without the help of any book, then I think I would be able to speak for at least 5 hours on Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala without boring the audience. And if I had the support of a book, then Allah knows best how long that would take. We have gathered here to remember the greatest protector of our faith in the 14th century after Hijrah. He was a master in every field of knowledge that he lifted his pen upon. He safeguarded and protected our faith and the honor of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And people ask, what did Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala do? And I reply that if you look around you, you will find that every person who follows the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, he believes Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala to be his leader. You will see that they recite the kalam of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu. And when it comes to refuting those who oppose the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they all use the text of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu. Whether you are in the UK, in Europe, in Africa, in the Arab world, in the subcontinent, wherever you go in the world, you will find true lovers of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, up to the extent that I have been informed by reliable sources that even in Iraq, even in Sham, even in Misr, people in the masajid are reciting Mustafa Jaan-e Rahmat Pe Laakho Salaam, Sham-e Bazm-e Hidayat Pe Laakho Salaam. So if you ask me, what has Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala done, then I will reply to you that look to your right, look to your left, look forward, look behind, look above, look below. Wherever you will look, you will find ke wadi raza ki hai, tohe himala raza ka hai, jis samt dekhiye, wo ilaqa raza ka hai.
Nara Rabbi, Nara Risalat, Maslak-e Ala Hazrat,
Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala was a complete, absolute genius. He did not possess knowledge earned with his own capabilities and his own strength and his own struggle and striving. It was inspired knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was ilm ladunni. If you look at Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu in the field of tafsir, look at the translation Kanzul Iman. It seems like Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not only translating the Quran but also doing the commentary of the Quran. And there are ulama who were masters in the Urdu language who said that if the Quran was to reveal in the Urdu language, this is exactly how it would have revealed. If you look at Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala in the knowledge of hadith, there are about 200 books that he has written or compiled on the topic of ilm hadith. Whether it be Asma'ul Rijal, whether it be Naqd or Jarah, whether it is the chains of the ahadith, whether it is the sihat of the hadith. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala, apparently, whilst I was in Egypt, we found that after research, the scholars of Misr accepted, the scholars of Al-Azhar accepted, that Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala was the first scholar to have ever written on the topic of takhrij ahadith, ilm al-takhrij. If you look at Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu in that field of hadith, you will find that he is a hujjah in hadith. If you look at Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu in the knowledge of fiqh, you will find absolutely no example of Imam Ahmad Raza in his time. Not only in his time, if you look before his time, it will be hard to find an example of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu near his time. He was such a great mujtahid in the Hanafi fiqh that the ulama ikram said that he was a mujtahid fil masail. And do you know what a mujtahid fil masail is? There are 7 and according to some 8 stages of ijtihad. The great mufti al-ikram today, they are on the 7th stage of that ijtihad. And there are a few who may be on the 6th stage of that ijtihad. Before Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, Allama Imam Ibn Abidin al-Shami, the author of Raddul Muhtar, a renowned scholar all over the world, ulama ikram said he was on the 5th stage of ijtihad. But Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala an, ulama ikram said that he was on the 3rd stage of ijtihad. Once, Sayyiduna Sadrul Afazil, Allama Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he read a fatwa of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu an on the chapter of Ifadatul Talaq. After reading that, he says that today I have realized that Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala an has surpassed Imam Ibn Abidin Shami in fiqh. And if you look in the footnotes of Imam Ibn Abidin Shami's Raddul Muhtar, which has been authored by Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu an, you will find many places where Imam Ibn Abidin Shami remained quiet and had no answer. And Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala provided an answer after him. For example, Imam Ibn Abidin Shami in Raddul Muhtar mentions a very controversial topic. Who is superior, the Quran or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is superior? After mentioning a lengthy discussion on this topic, the different opinions on this topic, Imam Ibn Abidin Shami advises one to remain quiet on this matter. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala picks his pen up. And when he writes the footnotes, he writes that this is a simple matter. There is no need to remain quiet. It is as simple as this, that when we say the Quran, is it concerning the actual words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalamullah? If that is the case, then verily it is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are superior than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, if it is concerning the physical book form, the paper and the ink with which the Quran is written, then without doubt it is a creation, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is afdalul makhluqat. Subhanallah. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala an was a true lover of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He himself has written, and I have read a pamphlet, if anybody gets a chance to read this, it is known as Khutute Raza, the letters of Imam Ahmad Raza that he wrote. And in there you will find that ulama kiram from all over the subcontinent used to write questions to him. And he used to answer them. Up to the extent that you will find that even from Marehra Sharif, they used to send questions to Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, not only in fiqh masail, also in tasawwuf, and also in the meanings of ash'ar, poetry. And Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala used to provide them answers. In there I read Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, he writes himself. He says that I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you were to take out my heart and split it into two, you will find that on one there is the name of Allah and on the other there is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in accordance to this, Huzur Mufti Azam Hind radiallahu anhu says, ki ek par khuda hai to ek par Muhammad. Ek par khuda hai to ek par Muhammad. Agar qalb apna dopara karu main. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala's love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had increased so much that he himself says, ke jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa, roz fazu kare khuda. Jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa. My life is the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Roz fazu kare khuda. May Allah increase it more and more every day. Jisko ho dard ka maza, naze dawa uthaye kyun? He who loves the pain of love, why would he seek medicine to cure it? Subhanallah. Karu tere naam pe ja fida, na bas ek ja, do jahan fida. Do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara, karu kya karoro jahan nahi. His life was all based on the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he came to research, if you look at Fatawa Razviya, today it is published in 27 or 30 volumes. Each volume is about 1,000 pages and more. Just imagine how much is in there. Every aspect of our lives, it is the encyclopedia of the Hanafi fiqh. And you know how much of a genius he was? When somebody asked him that which waters can we do wuzu with and which waters can we not do wuzu with. And if you ask the students who are studying Nurul Idha, they will find that there's only a few mentioned with which you can, which are tahir and mutahir, which you can use for wuzu. If you go on Google, Wikipedia, try and find the different types of waters. See how many you find there. And I'll tell you that Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu writes 160 different types of waters with which it is permissible to perform ablution. And he mentions each one of them. And subhanallah, the most superior from amongst them is that water which exited the blessed fingers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he mentions 146 types of water with which you cannot perform ablution. How many is that? 306. 306 different types of waters. Check on Google. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala's intellect surpasses Google, surpasses YouTube, it surpasses Wikipedia. Not only that, somebody asked the question, what can you do tayammum with and what can you not do tayammum with? And Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu mentioned 181 different types of things with which one can perform tayammum. Subhanallah. 181 different types of things that you can perform tayammum with. And then he writes 130 different types of things with which one cannot do tayammum. How many is that? 311? 311 different types of things. Subhanallah. Was he not a genius? Of course he was. You know the 16 column quadrilateral in Ilm al-Taksir, where you have the boxes and you fill them in. A genius in that knowledge can fill that up in 16 different methods. A 16 column quadrilateral, a person fills it up in 16 different ways, they call him a genius, he's a master. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala's student, Malikul Ulama, Allama Zafaruddin Bihari radiallahu anhu, he has actually written a book in which he has shown 1,152 different methods of filling the 16 column quadrilateral. Subhanallah. And once a person from Aligarh University came and he saw Allama Zafaruddin Bihari alayhi rahmah with a 16 column quadrilateral, and he says, I can fill it up in 16 different ways. Do you want me to teach you how? Subhanallah. Allama Zafaruddin Bihari radiallahu anhu says to him that you can only fill it up in 16 different methods. What about the 17th method? What about the 18th? I can fill it up in 1,152 different manners. And then he wrote a whole pamphlet on it. Subhanallah. And that professor from Aligarh University sat down in front of Malikul Ulama and learned from him. And he left as a person who learned more when he came to Bareilly Sharif. And do you know what Allama Malikul Ulama Zafaruddin Bihari alayhi rahmah writes? He says that this is how many methods I know to fill the 16 column quadrilateral, but my teacher Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, he knows 2,300 different methods of filling the 16 column quadrilateral. Subhanallah. This is what you call a karamat. What is a karamat? Which the mind cannot comprehend. We can't comprehend how he knew this. How he actually filled it in 2,300 different methods. And this is why it wasn't the ulama of the subcontinent, but it was the ulama of Haramain Sharifain who said that this man, Imam Ahmad Raza, is ayatun min ayati Rabbil Alameen. He is a sign from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know what a sign of Allah is? A sign of Allah is that which indicates the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It proves the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ulama of Haramain are saying that when you see Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, when you see his written work, when you see his intellect, when you see his knowledge, you will have to accept that there is a God that exists who has given him this power. And that God is none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said that he is a mu'jizatun min mu'jizati Sayyid al-Mursaleen. He is a miracle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once somebody asked him a question, and it's mentioned in Fatawa Razviya, okay, how many, and I think this is also in Al-Malfuz of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, okay, how many names of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are there? I have found that ulama say there are about 20 names. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu says, okay, I have found 800 names written in books. After my study of the books of our pious predecessors, I have found 800 different names that they have used for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From my own intellect, I have gathered altogether 1,400 names for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that he leaves it open, that there may be more. But I haven't strived and struggled to find them. Subhanallah, how much of a genius this man Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu is. This is what Fatawa Razviya is. It is an encyclopedia of his research. It is an encyclopedia of the Hanafi fiqh. And the reason why he was given all this was because he was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him as a mujaddid, as a revival of Islam. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses one to be a revival of his faith, then surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifts him with such great knowledge and intellect. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala an was once visited by a professor from the Aligarh University known as Professor Ziauddin, who was an expert in mathematics. And he had a question, he had a problem, a mathematical problem, which he could not solve. And he had studied overseas in Europe, he had studied in Germany. And due to this problem that he had, he decided to travel to Germany to find a solution for this problem. Sir Sayyid Sulaiman Ashraf Sahib was also in Aligarh University. Professor Ziauddin was the Vice Chancellor of Aligarh University, and he mentioned his intention to travel to Germany to solve this mathematical problem. And Sir Sayyid Sulaiman Ashraf Sahib says to him that before you travel all the way to Germany, I advise you to just go to Bareilly Sharif and see if you can find a solution to your mathematical problem there. Professor Ziauddin, he says that how will somebody in Bareilly solve my problem of mathematics? I have studied in Germany, I have studied in Europe. If I cannot solve it, then who else in the subcontinent can solve it? He thought he was the most knowledgeable in this field in the subcontinent. He doesn't listen. After a while, he started preparing for his travel, his journey to Germany. Imam Ahmad, Sir Sayyid Sulaiman Ashraf Sahib, again emphasizes to him, stresses to him, that all the way to Germany, you will travel, but Bareilly is only an arm's length. Why don't you just go there? If you do not find a solution, then by all means travel to Germany. After emphasizing, after stressing, the Professor Ziauddin agrees to travel to Bareilly Sharif. Now they both together travel to Marehra Sharif, and then from there they travel to Bareilly Sharif. They come to meet Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, and Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala was unwell at that time. He had a fever at that time, but due to one of the Sadat, the great Sadat from Marehra Sharif, they were given permission to enter and meet Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala. So all three of them entered and they meet Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu. After introducing Professor Ziauddin and mentioning his purpose of coming, visiting, Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu in that state says, okay, what is your problem? Inform me of your problem. He says, no, it is a very intense matter, and it requires a lot of time, and I believe I will have to stay here for a while until you feel well, because in this state I don't think you'll be able to comprehend this mathematical problem. The Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala stresses him to just inform him of his problem, and he informs him of the whole problem and he explains his whole mathematical problem. And at that very moment, instantaneously, Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala speaks on solving that problem. And he solves the problem in a matter of minutes. And at that point, Professor Ziauddin says that I cannot believe how easily you have solved this problem. I had heard that there was something called ilm al-ladunni, inspired knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today I believe that there is inspired knowledge. Subhanallah. This was Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala. And he spent all of his time. He would be writing fatawa, he would perform salah, he would write fatawa up to the extent he himself says that I came to such an extent where nawafil had been forgiven for me. I did not need to perform my nawafil anymore. But he actually says that according to the Hanafi fiqh, I was so busy in answering the questions of the people, because answering these questions was superior than performing the voluntary salah. He says, according to the Hanafi fiqh, even the sunnah was forgiven for me. However, I still carried on performing the sunnah salah, but I stopped performing the nafl salah so that I could ensure that people receive their answers and their solutions to their fiqh matters. And this is how Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu worked. And when he had a break from his writing of fatawa, you know, like we have a break at work, Some of us go out for a cigarette, some of us go for a drink, sit around in the canteen. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala, when he had a break from his writing, he would start singing praises of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His break was what brought us Hadaik-e-Bakhshish. That is what gave us Hadaik-e-Bakhshish. And you know, it seems as though when he was writing, refuting those people who said it is impermissible to say Ya Rasulullah, when he had a break at that time, it seems as though he was singing at that time, Ke Nara kijiye Ya Rasulullah ka. Nara kijiye Ya Rasulullah ka, mufliso samane daulat kijiye. Aur ghaiz se jal jaye bedino ke dil, ghaiz mein jal jaye bedino ke dil, Ya Rasulullah ki kasrat kijiye. اور کیجئے چرچا انہی کا صبح و شام کیجئے چرچا انہی کا صبح و شام جانِ کافر پر قیامت کیجئے. It seemed as though when he was writing about wasila, whether wasila is permissible or not, and he was safeguarding the belief that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a wasila for us, when he would have a break, it seems as though he was singing then, کہ وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو ہما تن کرم بنایا ہمیں بھیک مانگنے کو تیرا آستہ بتایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا. And it seemed as though when he was refuting those people who said it was a bidah to celebrate the maulid of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it seems as though when he had a break from writing, he would recite, he would sing, کہ حشر تک ڈالیں گے ہم پیدائشِ مولا کی دھوم, حشر تک ڈالیں گے ہم پیدائشِ مولا کی دھوم, مثل فارس نجد کے پلے گراتے جائیں گے. And he would say, خاک ہو جائے عدو جل کر مگر ہم تو رضا, خاک ہو جائے عدو جل کر مگر ہم تو رضا, دم میں جب تک دم ہے ذکر ان کا سناتے جائیں گے. And when those people who said that to think of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in salah is haram and it's shirk and it invalidates the salah, so at that time it seems like he was singing, ke mola bari bari teri neend pe, mola ali ne bari teri neend par namaz, mola ali ne bari teri neend par namaz, wo bhi asr sab se jo ala khatar ki hai, aur siddiq bal ke jaan صدیق بلکہ دار میں جا ان پہ دے چکے, اور حفظ جا تو جا فروز غرر کی ہے, ثابت ہوا کہ اصل الاصول اصل اصول ثابت ہوا کہ جملہ فرائض فروع ہے, اصل الاصول بندگی استاج بر کی ہے. اور ذکر حق the remembrance of Allah, صلاح صلاح is the ذکر of Allah, ذکر حق جو ان سے جدا چاہو نجدیو, ذکر حق جو ان سے جدا چاہو نجدیو, واللہ ذکر حق نہیں کنجی سقر کی ہے, واللہ ذکر حق نہیں کنجی سقر کی ہے. It means that O Najdis, O extremists, if you wish to separate the name of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, from the remembrance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I swear by Allah, this is not the remembrance of Allah, this is the key to the fire of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to follow this great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu. For I assure you that he was a master in every field that he touched upon. Be proud of calling yourself a Barelvi. Be proud if somebody calls me Makki, Madani, Baghdadi, Kufi, Ajmeri, Marahravi, Kichochivi, any other name, I am proud of it. In the same way, I am proud if somebody calls me Barelvi. And do you know that I have found that a Shia dislikes being called a Shia. A Wahhabi dislikes being called a Wahhabi. A Devbandi dislikes being called a Devbandi. A Ghair Muqallid dislikes being called a Ghair Muqallid. All these people who have these names for their sects, they all dislike being called them. Allah knows why. But I can proudly say that I am proud if somebody calls me a Barelvi. I believe that if somebody calls me a Barelvi today, then inshallah I will rise as a Barelvi on the Day of Judgment. And on the Day of Judgment, under the banner of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, with my shuyukh, Huzur Tajul Sharia, Huzur Muhaddis-e Kabir, I will also recite Mustafa Jane Rahmat pe lakho salam, Sham'e Bazme Hidayat pe lakho salam, Ek Mera Hi Rahmat pe Dawa Nahi, Shah Ki Sari Ummat pe lakho salam, Jazakumullah.